Welcome to a very special interview with one of the greatest guys in the Maritime Podcast Division. One of them. There's a few. I'm your host, Adam. I'm here with my other co-host, Chris.
This is going to be a soft, sweet, seductive interview here with the man, the myth, the legend, Jake Murphy, a.k.a. Hockey Hat Guy. Welcome to the kitchen, dog.
All right. We are still in the kitchen. I got my cup of coffee. It took us about 10 minutes to figure out the coffee maker, but that's all right, bud.
Hey, we figured it out, though.
That's what happens when the better half leaves and guys are left to fend for themselves. They're like,
You get the pass, bud. You get the pass. No worries.
But at the end of the day, it took us every button on the machine, but Adam figured it out.
I'm glad we're in the kitchen, too, because I saw that Moncton Wildcats room. I don't know if I could go in there. Uh-oh. They wouldn't let me back in the Eastlink Center if I went into that room.
Yeah, you got hard enough to trader with just getting upgraded last night.
Oh, I got yelled at a couple times. We were walking around. Beautiful. And it was like, trader. I'm like, yeah.
Trader, though, were you ever a Cats fan?
No, but I was because I left
was sitting
him.
Up in the top with all the Islanders fans and us.
Oh, and then we got they were feeding it to you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So they, like, they're always busting
whatever,
my chops.
Whatever, I'm in a comfy seat with a cup holder. I don't care.
Suckers.
Well, I told them, I said, come on, we got to spread it around, man. There's nobody down there that's an Islanders fan, so I got to get down there. And I'm like, wink, wink, wink.
And at the end of the day, he did get the last laugh. Unfortunately, came away with a win and a jersey bet W.
I got to say, Chris, pink is your color. I loved it on you. I even put the hat on you. I told my wife I was going to do that, by the way.
I had no idea it was coming to. Yeah. Right before the photo, bam, hat off on me. And I was like, oh, all right, let's run with it. Let's do this. I got a couple awkward looks from people in the mezzanine. It was good. It was good times.
And it was great because there was a lot of Islanders fans going to the bus.
I was
going to
say, how many did you introduce them to? Because you said on your show you were going to introduce them to everybody on the bus. And this is Chris.
Everybody that was around. Oh, they'll know.
I talked it up. I mean, I knew I wasn't going to do what I was going to do to Chris. But, I mean, I really wanted to see that pink jersey on him. Though I have to admit that bobblehead style edit I did of him.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone I've talked to so far was like, that's amazing.
But kudos, man. That was great of you to do that. Oh. And I loved your sense of humor. And I love that you're able to do this stuff. And, yeah, you're right. We're going to keep this kind of bet going on.
Now I want to see what the next one's going to be.
It's going to be
for next Wednesday. Actually, to be honest, so you guys can talk it out right now.
Okay, actually, you know what? I'm just going to pick your brain on this because this is something that, you know, when was the last time or do you even recall a time when you've ever seen a student game? A 10 o'clock in the morning hockey game. Yeah, but out here. Yeah.
And the only one I've ever known of is Edmonton. They're the only one that I've ever heard of until... Yeah. Charlottetown did it.
Which is brilliant, by the way.
I love it.
I love it, too. There were a lot of season ticket holders who were very angry because they were going to have to give up their tickets. And then the people that were, like, saying, like, I was saying things, other people around the, you know, a little bit more positive, no offense to these people, they wanted to see their hockey game. I understand that. But once they understood the concept, they were like, okay, we're on board for this. This is unbelievable. And this is going to be off the charts. I gave up my ticket, but don't worry. Spider McNeil's going to let me in the back door, so I'm all right.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Where do you go, Spider?
So the whole concept of it is obviously, you know, it's right before the holidays. Yeah. You know, is that your guys' final home game before the stretch? Or?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay, so brilliant. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. So the Cats will roll in there Tuesday night. They'll get comfortable, jump on. I don't think they're used to 10 a.m. practices, I'm sure. So this will be fun for them. It'll be a very hostile environment, I would assume, because you've got a bunch of students in the building. But no, I think it's great. You guys, and Jeremy's given you guys a shout out a few times on our podcast about how I'm, same with Adam, about how amazing your promo department is in Charlottetown. Yeah. You guys do an unreal job from student nights to cheap beer nights to do
Cyber
whatever.
It Saturday.
Is. Right. Like, yeah. It's brilliant. You do what you have to do right to, you know, to do. But yeah, I don't even know. I think I'm having a stroke.
Do what you, like, do what you have to do to fill the building.
Yeah, you do
the
what
right
you have
way.
To do. And
it was 911, I want to call it. Yeah.
But no, but ultimately. So let's go back to that game last night, though, Adam. I mean, before you start getting our thoughts on it again, I was up in the broadcast booth last night, so I have my own personal thoughts on what took place last night. Spoiler alert, garbage. I'd like to get your thought. Then I'm going to go to Jake's because, obviously, from two different vantage points, you both got a chance to see your teams go at it. I honestly felt with the jump that we saw Moncton start with last night, when I saw Aspero score that first shorthanded goal, I was like, finally, this is the jump that we've been used to seeing all year long. And then we went into a lull. And I'd like to know, did I miss something or did Moncton just come out flat-footed after that?
They came out flat-footed. I mean, it, like Neil said in his article, it's 6,700 people and they didn't come out like we've seen them before. It's almost like it's the mid-season lull you always hear about. Teams come out hot. They want to put the points in the bank. And we've had a few injuries. You know, the C-Shep guys are out, whatever. Something's just not clicking the way it was. And it felt like a playoff game with the fans. The place was awesome, but they just didn't respond. And like you said, after the Aspera goal, you thought about it. We didn't score a 5-on-5 goal last night.
No, not
at all. Two shorties and a power play, which great for special teams. But something's not clicking, and I don't know where you fix it.
So obviously everybody was back, except there was a little, apparently there was a mishap that took place, and obviously they were without the services of Brady Pataki and Simon Lecoult last night.
And still Huddy.
Right, and I mean, Huddy's a big piece, but at the same time, if you can't win with Jacob Hudson on the sideline, and I'm not taken away from the rest of this team,
no.
But ultimately, was Simon Lecoult the factor last night? I mean, not you noticed a gaping hole in the blue line last night.
Yeah.
But the whole team didn't jump up. So that you and I are on the same page here. Jake, what I want to talk to you about is, A, your team in general, yeah. Because they seem to be unreal right now.
Yeah.
And but last night, they got up to the challenge. Seeing Lucas Cormier score that goal at home, yeah. I call it home now because it's a home for him.
Yeah.
He had a lot of friends and family in the building.
Oh, he did.
I mean, you must have just lost your mind.
Well, okay, first of all, I want to backtrack here. My take of that game,
right.
Very similar to yours, except I noticed late in the first period that our boys, and I've seen this many times, they do this very well, that they just kind of oh so gently knock the other team off their game. And I noticed they were starting to do that with Moncton late in the first period. It was it's very subtle, by the way, mm-hmm. how they do it. It's got to be a Jim Holton thing. And then the second period started, and I noticed our boys were going, your guys were flat-footed. That was my take of it.
Statistically speaking, the second period has mm-hmm. been Moncton's strongest period the entire season.
Yeah.
You guys shut Moncton down so well. You clogged up the neutral mm-hmm. zone better than anyone's been able to do all year long.
Yep.
They weren't dumping pucks in. And that's kudos to you guys in the second period there. But when you looked at the shots on goal, it was mm-hmm. like, okay, what's the one thing missing? Moncton's not shooting the puck.
Yeah.
Which I've brought up to you a few times in the last little bit. So yeah. I was like, guys like Jordan Spence, he's not getting that puck in like I would like. Now, he was shooting a couple games ago. He's back on track. They had a great road trip through Quebec. But now if you look at Moncton's home record,
mm-hmm.
they've now lost 4 in a row at home.
Yeah. They're looking for the perfect pass.
Too many passes.
They're not just getting it
too many
the net.
Passes.
Passing it off the goaltender. Like, put in his pad off the goaltender instead of trying to go through a
couple. Now, this isn't to take away from Charlottetown's win, but I'm not trying to come up with excuses.
I'm listening to you guys intently. This is awesome. I love being on this.
No.
This is great.
But your wife even said to me, she looked up, and at one point it was like 28-11 or something like that, the shots. Like, and it was the same at the home game.
Yeah.
Where did they go? Like, we're just getting outshot all the time. And that's – I don't understand it, but –
So taking back, you were actually telling us a little fun story too, because obviously we had our bet last night and everything went well. And you were saying you had a chance to chat to Maddie real quick before the game, and he thought about messing with you. Like, come on, Maddie, I got a jersey bet. I need you to vote strong.
Yeah, and he said he was gonna talk to Dakota and see if they not taken away from Dakota. Dakota's been
an unreal backup.
He is. He's stepped in every single time, which has been great. But the other thing I didn't tell you was that we were PO was standing there, and of course PO and I, our sense of humors are right along, like we're connected. He's always said that. And I said, yeah, we get the game there and stuff like that tomorrow. And he goes, huh, that's nice. You know, like kind of like whatever, you know, because he heard like my, the jersey bet. Right. And I'm just, and he's like, well, that's good. And he's just like me, like he laid the lines out really good, you know, kind of like, oh, I love this kid. He's a great kid. He's very talented. He keeps trying to up his game. He's got a lot more pep in his step this season, you know? Yeah, we got a great team. We really do. And it all has to do with Jim Holton and our leadership. And everyone behind the scenes too. It's not seams. Scenes. I'm not used to being a guest, people. Come on, give me a break. so anyway, no, I think this team has a lot of talent. I think Jim Holton is the perfect guy for this team because he is going to keep a competitive product on the ice every single year. We might not take a run at the cup every year, but every single year we will have competition.
You are well on your way, my friend.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. And again, you look at the Maritime division in general, mm-hmm. it's the toughest division in the entire league, right? I mean, you look at the parity that's in there between Moncton, Cape Breton, Charlottetown, Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
It's lethal. I don't know. But let's move on from the game a little bit, Adam, because I think you were going to ask him in regards to, you know, his podcast.
Going to get into that, but the one question I was going to ask you, and I asked Pat. We talked about it. It's the $100,000 question.
Mm.
Unless you talk to Jeremy, he wants $1 million. What is this team going to look like in a couple weeks? The trade deadline is, 2 weeks away?
It opens in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it opens in 2 weeks. your assessment of where the Islanders are?
I think that we have a really great team. I think we have a lot of potential. We have a lot of youth.
You
we
homer.
Have a lot of Well, hey, come on now. Hey, they were Hey, Adam, they were calling me traitors last night when I moved with you down to the nice club, comfy seats. Okay,
first of all, this guy.
I got to clean
a
up the mess a little bit here, guys.
Like it was awesome to have you walk in the concourse. You are a celebrity to the Islanders fan. It is amazing. It's almost like walking with you, Dobson, in Moncton with this guy. It was crazy.
You know who I compare Jake to? And I mean, you've been around long enough to know, and I know you probably wouldn't know him, but do you remember Fred Best in Bathurst?
No.
So
what does he do?
He was a super fan. He won the super fan of the year in the Canadian Hockey League.
Okay.
In Accotee Bathurst for the Titan.
What did he look like? What did he dress like?
He had the Viking hat on.
I know who he is.
So he's been a staple in Bathurst for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then you see hockey hat guy rolling through Charlottetown. That's the type of thing. It's almost like the torch had been passed and the youth are getting involved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fans are getting more excited. Pull on old strings, but if you look back in 2006 when Moncton was hosting the Memorial Cup, every once in a while you'll see flashbacks of Moncton going, there was these two lads in Moncton and they were dressed up as referees. They had their face painted with bright orange hair and they were almost like they were twins almost. And those are the guys that Moncton, they went to every game, they were in referee shirts, like they were there. Yeah. And every once in a while Moncton will make a post like, welcoming back these guys, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's something Moncton doesn't have.
Yeah.
But then you see Jake doing what he does with the flag and the stick and the hat. And that's, you know, he gives the fans a reason to get excited above and beyond the product that's on the ice. So, first and foremost, my hat goes off to you. No pun intended.
His Red Sox hat.
Yeah. My hat goes off to you because, honestly, what you do and based on the reaction you got last night, you were introduced me to some incredible people last night at the rink. You know, you're a community guy and you know, it says wonders about what you're doing, man. So thanks for doing that. And thanks for keeping the spirit alive in the rink, but it's amazing. It's
also why I like that hockey, the kid game, the school game. It's kids that may not get to go to a hockey game. Yeah.
Didn't know where you were going with that when you said the kid game. I was like, where are we going, Adam?
No comment.
Be the next,
I'm staying out of this one.
the next wave of fans. Cause that kid might not ever get to go to a hockey
wholeheartedly.
Game.
Wholeheartedly.
Good point. But now he does. Right. So let's get back to what are the Islanders doing? Break the news right now on this show, like Pat did.
Well, I will break it. I can never break it down. Wrestling reference, of course. Break it down like Pat McNeil would. But I want to say in regards to what Chris said, thank you very much, bud. I really, really, really appreciate it. The one thing that I've noticed, and this is not patting myself on the back, but I've always been good at communicating with people of all ages. And I've taken this hockey hat guy thing that I never thought would happen the way it did, because all I wanted to do, like I said on your show, is just wear a hat, slap on a, just kind of be a fan that's, hey, I'm here for you guys kind of thing. And it just turned into something like this. But it was able to get me to use these skills that I have to be able to communicate with people and make positive in this world. You know what I mean? I talk to players on the opposing team.
Right.
And I say, how are you guys doing? I said, you have a good game, but not too good a game. They start chuckling and stuff like that.
Right.
Kids, older people, everybody in that rink. And last night in Moncton, in the section I was sitting in, they were just having a great old time. They were chirping me nicely, and I chirped them right back, and we were all laughing and having a great old time. Back to the...
It sounds like he's running around, Adam.
And it's a question.
He's afraid to tell you that P.O. Joseph's coming to Moncton.
Dobson's going to Moncton. We all know what Dobson is going to be moving to Moncton. No. No, seriously, though. I do believe that this team is a very great team. I really do. Jim Holton's got a plan. But what I will say is that there's a lot of teams ahead of us that have a lot more, not talent, but I would say assets. Mm-hmm. And they're firing on all cylinders. Drummondville comes to mind. I mean, Joe Valeno, Gregor McLeod, I don't even bring up Comtois, number one. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Arguably one of the best offensive, if not the best offensive gun in the league, next to Jeremy McKenna, of course.
And then you got Rodrigue in the pipes, bud.
Summerside.
Right. See what I just did there?
What? What did you do?
No, that's what you were supposed to say. That's what you should do.
Just drop in Summerside.
Drop in Summerside.
Mark McKenna rocks. Granville Diner, baby.
I can't. You're right. Mark does rock. The Granville Diner rock. Why are you in my head right now?
Yes, I am. I'm in his Red Sox hat right now.
I was going to say you're in my kitchen, but we're in Adam's kitchen.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I told you I can communicate with people.
Why are you so nice?
Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> I'll work harder on being more mean. No, I really do believe that the Islanders will be selling some assets at the trade period. I think it's for the betterment of the team, because we are not going to be able to go against these teams that are ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And I've said it on our podcast, and I've never had players get mad at me or the coach sneer at me, but I've said the one thing that always stands out is our special teams. And they're the right. bottom of the league. You cannot win in the playoffs without your special teams.
You guys finally got a power play goal last night, though.
It was nice.
Very you
nice.
Almost had two, missed one by a second.
Yeah.
But you almost had two, which you had one for sure.
Was that the one that Clavs blocked?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Freaking soldier of the game, by the way. Boom.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Yes.
Hashtag hockey hackass.
but I mean,
which we're coming to that.
Yeah, okay, I know.
And if you're going to sell out the assets, the way that Holton runs that team and everybody buys in, it makes it that much, not easier, but guys move out, you bring new guys in, and you can show them the culture.
But you got to remember, too, the Mem Cup's in the queue. So any assets that were worth thirds before are now worth seconds. Anybody who's worth one first now is worth two first now. That's just how this works. When the Mem Cup's in your league, you hold all the cards. And right now, Charlottetown has some unbelievable cards. Mm-hmm. And I liked your opinion on it, because I talked to a few Islanders fans last night as well in regards to, and I've made a pretty clear reference that I think I even said it on the show, like my question mark will be Charlottetown. What will they do? Yeah. Only because if you look at the assets they have, are they good enough to win? And this isn't a shot, but this year is not the year.
I agree.
So could you move some key pieces to potentially build toward that championship run in 2 years from now? I think, you know, if you look at your St. John's, your Moncton's, and your Charlottetown's a year, 2 years from now, those are the three teams people will be talking about.
I totally agree. And I do.
So, yeah, I'm curious. I'll be curious to see because, again, no one's goal should be make it to the first round of the postseason, the second round of the postseason. If you're going to try to win this year, the goal is let's get to Halifax.
Yep.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
So, I'll be watching very intently in Charlottetown to see what Jim Holton and the guys do.
And it's funny. As awesome as a winning streak is, you're having your points in 16 straight, I think it is.
Mm, yes.
Right before the trade deadline.
In fact, if you guys are going to start selling assets, could you start doing it now? We got another game on Wednesday, and I'm sure I'm going to lose a bet on.
Stock is pretty high right now. Yeah, I mean, it was really
like you're having the winning streak as you get into the trade, so nobody's going to obviously want to trade these guys. Yeah. Like, right. No fans are going to, because they're like, but we're winning. Like, let's keep this rolling. So there's a very fine, we're seeing it too. We started out hot. Now we're kind of tailing off.
There's a key piece to that, though, and then I'm going to let Jake talk, and I keep cutting him off.
This is great, man. I'm enjoying this.
He's just happy to be
but
here.
Like, no, but
spilling my coffee all over his table, too. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Beautiful. But as Moncton fans, 3 years ago, and I'm sure you can recall, we were an absolute travesty. I mean, it was bad. It was bad news bears. Now, the one thing that Moncton did to a T proper, Adam, I think he wants that napkin back, dog. All right, perfect. Yeah.
Dribbling all over the place here
is they kept the fans informed of the plan.
Yep.
You know, because again, Moncton's not used to having that bad of a season. They bring the season ticket holders in. They let them know, guys, this is what's happening, but don't worry, this is the plan.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool of them to do.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, like I said last week, these ticket holders are the reason you have an organization today.
Yep. Exactly.
So you want to keep these guys in the loop, right? So, no, I truly value your opinion on that, man. I thought that was great.
The when you're talking about Moncton, that team was, when you said, I believe the word was abysmal, I believe. And,
it was such a gong show.
It was so bad. And I felt so bad for them. Because, like, what I do is, like, and you see the players on the Islanders, when it gets past goal number five, they don't go by the bench and bump. And I don't go down with that flag.
Nope.
I'm not rubbing it in their faces. They're getting destroyed, and we were killing them. And I felt so bad for them. Even after the game, when they were leaving, they're coming down the hallway, and I was on their end. And I said, keep your heads up, guys. Don't worry. It'll get better. You know,
Which would be what St. John's going through right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, they got pummeled 10-2 last night in Halifax, if not more than that.
1-2 the last three, though.
And I really hate to – the cherry on top of the Sunday – you gonna edit me like Cougar? You guys didn't get the first overall draft pick,
right?
Look, I was like, that's not right. I'm sorry, you guys deserve.
As another fan, I love the lotteries. As now a Wildcat fan, not a big fan of the lottery. That was another
horrible, man. I felt so bad for that squad because you guys deserved it.
Right after the season we went through, and again, don't get me wrong. Jacob Pelche is unbelievable. Yep. Worked out well in our favor. Mm-hmm. And my hat goes off to Roger Shannon and the crew at the time for making that happen. But this year, we're going to be in a very similar situation. Like, you got to think that Bathurst is moving some of the rest of the assets they have left.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know. And Moncton holds their first round pick next year.
They're actually tied with St. John right now in points.
Let's go, St. John can't win an hockey game, which makes no sense. No. But then you look at Val d'Or, who's laughing all the way to the bank right now because they got their first round pick and St. John's first round pick. They're going to have 2 out of 3 lottery picks.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Unbelievable. So good for Val d'Or.
Smart.
Good for Val d'Or.
If you're going to sell off assets and be that bad, at least get the cup with it. Like, you know, like Bathurst did. Go get the cup, and it makes it all worth
it. That's the plan.
St. John.
If you're going to sell, now you got to remember, though, St. John's won a lot of President's Cups. They were the first Mem Cup league in the Maritimes.
Yeah.
And then, anyways, I know that stung a little bit here in the B of the Bottle of the Moncton Wildcats because Robert wanted to be the first Mem Cup here. But overall, let's sidetrack. Let's get back to
Let's get back to the man.
So you know what keeps happening is that you guys are saying great things, and I'm like adding on to them, and then we start having full conversations about what we were just talking about.
About why everything's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the most positive Moncton Wildcast podcast. I've done anything here, I've done this.
All right. Well, let's get to the negative. Let's promote your podcast.
That was the best lead-in smack in the face I've ever heard.
Yes, let's get to the number two podcast in the
Maritime. Fist bumps all around,
May have lost a bet, but I won the war.
Yes.
So, the number two podcast in the Maritime Division.
You did. That was great.
It. So,
I'm putting that soundbite on my show because that's how great it was.
You're like me. You're an Alberta boy. Baby. How did you get out here? What was your journey out here? Were you involved in any other of the CHL leagues?
Well, I was actually originally born in Windsor, Ontario, but I don't remember living there originally because, Chris is taking pictures. He's trying to get the red on my face because he just slapped me audibly on the podcast.
Between the red on his face, trying to get the reflection off my jersey. We're trying to get it in there. But
I got a pinkish hue going here now.
Yeah,
no, I love it. No, I was born in Windsor, Ontario, but I remember I was like 2 years old when we moved out to Calgary in the 70s. And when we got out there, the Flames weren't even there yet.
Nope.
So, no, they weren't. So after a couple years, I got into the Flames, big time Flames fan.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, I was in the 80s, but
You
know my pain. We had to deal with you guys up north.
Yeah.
But no, I'll tell you right now that I loved hockey. I really loved hockey. And I will go to exactly what happened the other night with the Ramparts.
Yeah.
You saw my Patrick Waugh shenanigans.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I became a Patrick Waugh fan. And then we moved back to Ontario in the late 80s. And I started going to Spitfire games with my uncle and my grandfather. And I loved it too. Hello. Paparazzi are everywhere. I really loved CHL hockey even more than the NHL hockey.
Yep.
I loved the camaraderie there. See, there wasn't, back then in the 80s, there wasn't as much of a division between the fans and the players. Now, I actually kind of like that division a bit because it protects the players. You know, you don't want a crazy, crazy fan. I'm not talking about myself, people. I'm talking about someone that is like a stalkerish kind of type.
Yeah.
Okay. But back then, like, you could go through the bowels of Windsor, the barn, basically the Windsor Arena, and you could run into Adam Graves. Hmm. And he'd be like, hey, how's it going? Did you enjoy the game? You know, things like that. It was really, really cool. And that made me fall in love with that. And eventually, I moved with my family to PEI. I tried to get into Rocket Games, but I just didn't have that same Windsor Spitfire feeling. It wasn't local ownership. You didn't feel the city because they came from Montreal, right?
Right.
So when the Islanders came alive, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a shot. My uncle even told me that. He said, you gotta get. It's like me with Windsor. You got to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Get into this. You're going to love it. You know it. And I said, okay, Scott, I'll do it. You know, so we bought jersey, me and my wife, season ticket holders. Boom. We went to the games. And I fell in love with it again. It was great. It was unbelievable. And I don't know where you want me to go with this because
So did you start as a hockey hat guy or did you just start as Jake the fan?
Well, what it was is that I went to the rink. And like I said, we got jerseys. But then I happened to be in Ontario. It was kind of fitting in a weird way that I started going to these games because not too long before that, my grandfather that I went to the Spitfire games had died.
Mm.
And I was in there helping my uncle out with the you know, just closing up shop and stuff like that, helping him move and things like that. And I was in flying out of Toronto, and I just thought, I know, I'm going to get a hat. Went to a dollar store, slap a Canadian flag on it. And I was inspired by, like I said, off camera or off mic, that I used to watch. I watched a lot of wrestling in my life. And there was a guy in ECW that had a hat, and he would sit in the front row. I said, you know what, I'll do something like that. Went there. Didn't have hockey hat guy on the back at first. No. It was just a plain jersey. And I just started cheering. The first time I cheered, I swear the whole rink looked at me. Now, at the time, I didn't realize the nickname was the morgue for Eastlink Center.
Really?
It's the place where sound goes to die. That's what I was told. Chris?
That's brilliant. Actually, that's brilliant.
I heard that from Rob Berrien, who's...
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Rob knows his stuff. He's
Rob's a good guy.
Rob is awesome. But anyway, so he, I remember he said after a few games, even to me, when he told me that, he said, you're going to have a hard time here, bud, because people aren't going to get up. They're not going to get loud. And I went, okay, you know what? I'm going to...
Challenge accepted.
Well, yeah, kind of in a weird way it was, you know. And next thing I know, I had owners saying, hey, it's the hat guy. It's the hat guy. You know, I'm a hefty guy, so I wanted to make sure if it wasn't an F before the AT, you know. And I was like, oh, he's saying hat. Good. Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, bud. Thank you very much. The other thing I know. but anyway, so it just took off organically. And like everything that happens organically, it always seems if you got your head on right and you're looking... You got the positive heart and you're going in the right direction. It just all comes together. And this is what's happened. I ended up doing video for the Islanders for a while. I made a documentary about
which was awesome, by the way.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to let you know that. I appreciate it. I think it was probably the first draft documentary in the queue, I would imagine. Chris, would you know? There's any other ones that have come down?
Not that I can think of. I think you're right.
Because I think that stuff's all like...
And if we are wrong, no, please, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to see it, actually.
I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, like the oil change that they did when we were really bad. And then, I can't remember what it was called, but I was telling you last night, they followed the Saskatoon Blades in their Memorial Cup year. They followed the London Knights in their Memorial Cup year. I want to see more of that, because nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes, and I think that's cool. So I loved your documentary.
It was unbelievable, and I mean, shout-out to Grant Sonier, Gordy Dwyer, Jason McLean, the Islanders organization. They were so great to me, giving me the access at the documentary, the interviews I did with Grant Sonier, top notch, unbelievable. And getting pictures from both sides, people. My God. This is the big city, baby. No, but thank you very much for that. And it was a great time. And it was an experience. And I don't know where I lose my train of thought, but I could talk for hours about hockey. Okay?
For sure, man. For sure.
I could put Chris to shame over here.
It wouldn't take much, bud. Wouldn't take much. Wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
So you went from YouTube to podcasting.
Yes. Okay. The podcast. So, and eventually I actually had a show going 2 years ago, a video show, and I got injured. And I missed most of last season. Luckily, it came back at the playoffs, which was perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
But anyway, so I tried to reboot that video show, and it was just too much, just too much. And I, like I said to Chris, I've always, Johnny Fever was the guy. He was the man.
Love it.
WKRP, baby. You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I always fallen in love with radio, and I just never, ever had the focus or the opportunity or whatever you want to call it to be able to do that. And with podcasting, I did a podcast with my brother a few years ago, a movie podcast. It was a lot of fun. And I'll be honest with you, when this podcast, the Moncton Wildcast, I haven't said this, I think, to these guys, is that you guys inspired me to get back doing podcasting. I'm serious. I'm not even kissing your butts. It's the truth. Because the Hurtcast, they were gone for 2 years.
Right.
And there were no podcasts. They were just coming back. But I heard yours guys first, right? You know, I heard
And Stro and Jordan do a great job as well.
They're good guys. They're a lot of fun. I mean, they really are. You know?
Please tell me somebody heard him backtracking a little bit with his apology on this last
The first
one.
3 minutes of this week's Hurtcast.
It's almost like we intimidated them.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Chris doesn't like you, I don't think.
John, I love, oh man.
No, John, you have
John,
to.
John and I used to play Xbox together.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if he's clued into that. So when he's talking about Alex, like, yeah, yeah, John, we played NHL together on my Xbox before. And yeah, I don't know. John and I go way back. We have a great history.
The first three minutes.
One of the best ESHL clubs ever.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's really putting them over.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do like their the Blades of Steel intro music.
That's cool. Brilliant.
Yeah. The draft picks, yeah, we get it. Yeah, but the Blades of Steel is pretty cool.
We get it.
Yeah,
you,
we know.
You guys produce superstars. Yeah.
Just jealous.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the first 3 minutes of this week's Herdcast might have been the best Herdcast.
It was amazing.
That apology. What did you call it? That half-handed apology. What
something
was it?
Like, something like that. Something like
I
that.
Was just like, Chris is like me. When he says something good, he forgets it 2 minutes later.
That's why we record, baby. I can go back and listen anytime I want to. Yeah, yeah.
Boom. No, but you guys really did inspire me to get back on the mic. And once I got going, and I was like. And there it was, you know, like I was just, I felt like I was in Cincinnati hanging out with Venus Flytrap and Les Nessman and the big guy. And
I'll tell you right now.
Hitting on Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, Burt Reynolds is back then. Her and Burt were together back then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they were there.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Burt was with a lot of people. I think he was with Sally Field, too, because that was around the time he was doing Smoking the Bandit, I think, too.
God, they should put his face on money. But at the end of the day, I will say this, and I chirp on Adam a lot. We have a good time. Yeah. We have a great banter. But I'll tell you right now, like, if it wasn't for him and his passion to drive this podcast to start it, like, I wanted to be involved because I loved where he was going. And I've told him this 100 times, right? So, we appreciate the compliment you tell. Like, that's awesome, man. That's wicked. But like I said, it all starts with that guy right there. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
All I do is I bring the knowledge that we've had because I've been part of this thing. You know, I've been doing a lot of media for a long time, and you know, this is one of the funnest things I do. You know, obviously my show will always be number one. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. But yeah, from a standpoint, I get to come here, shoot, and leave. Like, there's no editing for me to do. Adam handles it all. When I'm done, I shut my laptop down and I go home. Like, it's delightful. But no, this has been a lot of fun, man. It's like I said, it's a small project, but just to get into the podcast space and be able to talk passion and hockey with the boys you'd like to talk
and
with,
and that's
man.
Literally why I started it, because coming from Calgary, amazing. There's coverage of the team everywhere. Yeah. You come out here, there was nowhere to vent your frustration. The girlfriend got tired of hearing it.
Although you got, you went all in, man. Like, you come out here, you know nothing. You didn't even know the Moncton Wildcats were a hockey team.
Oh, well. I mean, I played the NHL video games, so I knew.
Right, you know that.
You saw the jerseys, but then you show in here and you're all in, man.
I was playing the video game to learn the players and the teams and the cities and learning all of it before I got out here.
Oh, my goodness. Layla must have had so much patience.
She loved it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how your wife deals with it.
Where are those divorce papers?
Yeah. Doing the manila envelope on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's it.
No, yeah, and like, yeah, I just jumped in because I'm like, I want to vent and I want to talk about hockey, and I've always wanted to do a podcast thing. So, and then you finding me and bringing on Mr. Boucher, who's, I don't know, working.
My God, he's a gem.
Yeah.
Boucher, this is the thing. I always listen to a lot of two-person podcasts.
Right.
I'm really big into those. So when I hear three-person podcasts, I automatically go, I don't know.
Three ways the way, baby.
Boom.
It's okay when it's in a three-way. All right. Let's bring it around.
Don't get me singing, bud.
Start talking about Boucher.
No, I liked the three-way dynamic because you are definitely, you're the wrangler. You're the host. You are setting it up. And Chris, I mean, I love that Chris is venting. Okay, whether it's Jeremy McKenna not getting on Team Canada, which I totally agree with, he should be there, getting the invite, or Star Wars. Or lack of Star Wars, I guess, in this case.
It's fun to rattle him sometimes.
He really gets going, and you can tell he's having a great time. Well, somewhat. He is venting. And then Boucher, he's like the cherry on top of the sundae, because he'll bring some knowledge. He's a little bit more, like, he's got a great sense of humor, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but
his dad jokes are the best.
He waits for his moments, though. You can tell, you know, and then the stuff that he's been doing. Like,
he's
our
insider.
His insights information, like last week, if you listen to the Hockey Hatcast, and I even told Jason Malloy from the Guardian Sports, I said, thanks for putting that stuff out about guys like LeBlanc is lighting it up with the Flyers, and we got so many great players right now on the way up. You know, and the thing is we were talking about it and it was great. And I got inspired by Boucher and how good of a job he did there. And I said, man, we got it. Like, you guys are the standard right now. I'm not going to deny it. No offense to John and Jordan, of course. Well, no offense to Jordan, John, whatever.
I said to Pat on a message, I said, did you get the bug?
You, John.
Are you going to start an Eagles Net podcast? Be part of the division?
Yes.
He's like, Might as well, maybe. We'll see.
Pat's the busiest guy in the industry, man. Pat's the busiest guy in the industry.
Yeah. It'd be cool to have one there, and even in St. John. Like, the whole division had one, that would be so cool.
If you were to look at my entire vision right now and what I think this could be, and, you know, obviously we're starting to get some solid traction here, and, you know, we're starting to get the fans, things are listening. There's no reason why everyone in the queue shouldn't have a guy doing what they're doing, and the queue would be... They'd be stupid not to bring this in. I mean, they should be stupid not to incorporate it. Why wouldn't you? We're promoting their league, right? Now, again, here in the Maritime Division, we're promoting the strongest league, strongest division here. And again, that's not a shot at Drummondville because I do believe they will win it all. That's my wholehearted. But this podcasting thing has taken off. This is what you need. The fans want to see this. There's a lot of love for the QMJHL, right? And hey, it's got to start somewhere. So,
and I like the aspect that, especially with these three podcasts, we're promoting each other. We're going around.
It's all good fun.
You guys are having, like, I get so funny watching your guys' rivalry between the Herdcast, and I'm just standing there and I'm just waiting for my moment.
Which I didn't even know was a rivalry until Adam started throwing everybody under the bus.
It was.
I gave you the credit. It was credit.
It's my fearless leader over there. That's one of those things like, hey, you want to fight me, buddy?
Yeah.
Good. Here's me, buddy.
He's the general in the Civil War that was way back on his horse watching all his troops getting killed in the front. Okay. That's what it is. You know,
it's old school. Man, baby, old school.
It. Hey, man, that's just smart. Good for him. Stay out of the line of fire.
Exactly. He's sitting there on their live show like, oh, one of the guys from the Wildcats, Adam, Chris Dobson said it. That was all Chris Dobson. That was him. Here's his address. Take him out at home. Like, that's...
Gotta protect yourself.
Literally because it is the greatest analogy for a team ever.
Oh, why people hate Moncton?
Yes.
Same reason people hate Nickelback?
Yes. Yeah. Because everybody hates Nickelback.
Yeah.
But they don't really.
No one has a reason. And again,
it's the same thing we got.
I used to listen to them when they first started, but then when I heard that song about Hannah,
you stopped listening.
I started crying. I was like, look at this photograph. I'm like, I'm looking at something. What is going on here?
Fun fact: that whole video was my town.
Oh, that's where Lanny McDonald comes from, bud.
I was watching a stand-up comedian once, and he was talking about it. He made that joke, and he's like talking about the reason people hate Nickelback. Mm-hmm. He's like, "What have they ever done? They made millions of dollars." And he's like, "People hate Nickelback. Those are the same people who hate Guy Fieri." He's like, "What did Guy Fieri ever do?"
Flavortown, boom.
He's like, "Welcome to Flavortown."
Well, you know what's funny? My brother, he went to a concert about 4 years ago, I think, of Nickelback. And he said, "You think you're going to a Kiss concert with all the fire?"
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. The pyro's insane.
Awesome.
Every person out there who says they hate Nickelback,
go to a live show.
If they had tickets to a show, they've been there. They're singing along. They're dancing. They're drinking beers that Chad Kroeger's throwing at them from stage. I don't care. And again, I'm not a Nickelback fan, but their live show was unreal.
I like the rock stuff. The pop stuff, not really. But that's the rock that I love. So
I think that's what did it, bud. I think that the pop stuff and you know, singing about the hometown in a sappy way.
They're Canadian, Canadian radio has to pay like 70%, so there's not that much out there.
Okay, let's move on.
I'm on the Moncton Wildcast. We're talking about Nickelback.
That's what I was just saying. Let's get away from this. Jack Kroger's
the longest Wildcast podcast of all time right here, baby.
When's the Teddy Bear game?
Teddy Bear game is Halifax in town tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, do you have a bet with the Herdcast for that one?
No. We're working on stuff. Jordan might be over.
All right.
Next week.
Fun question before we let you go. Because I did the same thing to the boys last week on our show. Teddy Bear toss. Who scores the goal for Charlottetown that makes the Bears rain down?
P.O. Joseph from the point.
I'm going.
You know why?
Why?
Because he loves teddy bears.
Oh.
The video. He had a video when he was down in Arizona. They had a teddy bear toss.
I did see that.
And he's picking up a teddy bear going. Doo, 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 doo,
yeah,
doo.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. Like, P.O., you're the man. And he's like, well, you got to have fun.
You have to. I'm going Brett Budgel.
Okay.
I'm going to take Budge on Budgie. You. Yeah, it's tough not to, but I'm going Brett. Brett's going to, Brett's my guy. Adam, I know you're not a Charlottetown fan. Who scores it for you?
Fortin. Xavier.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love that.
X marks the spot.
Weapon X, baby. He's Weapon X, baby.
Quick comment before we go. I thought Matty Welsh was going to take a shot at the empty net last night.
He wanted
it. I saw him looking at it.
It's funny because every time he comes out of the net, him and his wife are like, get back in your net.
Well,
I thought he was taking a shot at it.
Okay, and Matty's a great goaltender, but it's like I'm not even picking on Matty on this one. I've always been like this, unless your name is Ron Hextall. Okay, you go out of that crease, I kind of go. It's like I get a little scared. Yeah. I just get a little scared. So it's not a slam on you, Matt. It's not a slam on you.
No, but I was rooting for it. At that point, I'm like, I want a Moncton to tie it, but I'm like, I'd also like to see a goalie score a goal in the Avenir Center.
He would want to, man. He wanted to do it. He wanted to do it last year.
I'll tell you, Francis Leclerc can do it too. Leclerc is one of the best stick handling goaltenders in the league, and you see
one
this
of the
happen.
First games
we just got to get up by a goal to create an empty net situation.
Once I saw him, I'm like, he's going to score a goal.
Oh, no, but Matt wanted to do it while his brother was on the ice.
Right.
Oh, for the Moncton Wildcats. He wanted to get it right by him and put it right in the net.
Our game's tomorrow.
Yes.
Who's your pick to score to make our teddy bears rain?
Jeremy McKenna or Jordan Spence.
No, you got to pick one.
Jeremy Spence.
Jordan Spence?
Jordan Spence.
No, Jeremy Spence. Jordan I want to pick both of them.
Dude. Oh, I see what you did there. Come on, I see, man. It'll be one assisted from the other. That's where he's going with this.
See, Chris knows. Get he's in my
fence.
Head now.
Get off the fence. Pick one. Who did Jeremy go with?
Jeremy McKenna. No, didn't he? Somebody took Jeremy McKenna.
No, he took Spence.
You took Spence. You took
McKenna. I took NKF.
Somebody took Jeremy McKenna. No, must have been. It had to have been Boucher. We'll have to go back and listen.
Okay, the coin is flipped. Boom. I talked to Spence last night. He was a really nice kid. Jeremy McKenna. Sorry, Jordan.
That's because he's from the island.
Here we go.
Made it rain.
All right, so for all our fans that don't know where you are, where can they find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram.
For the next 6 minutes, Adam's Kitchen.
Facebook fan page, but most of the stuff is definitely Twitter. It's either under Hockey Hat Guy or you'll see Hockey Hat Cast. You'll see the logo. You can't miss it. And check out the Hockey Hat Cast every Tuesday, people. Also, continue to check out all these other ones, the Wildcast and the Herdcast. I got to throw these guys.
Maritime Podcast Boom. Division.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for this.
No,
this
thank awesome. You, man.
Huzzah.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're excited to get over to the island and get on your show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Enjoy that 10 a.m. game, but on Wednesday.
I'm going to have so much
Enjoy
fun.
Enjoy the game.
But, dude, I'm going to be in the hospital that evening for because I'll have a heart attack. I'm not going to stop running the whole time. I'm not a svelte guy, okay? I want to be running for those first 60 minutes. I'm going to have, kids and hockey, heck, we all get along, baby. We're going to get the crowd going.
Well, the good news is you won't run too long because you'll be so bored because Moncton's going to pump you guys Wednesday, so it'll be fine.
Yes!
Just like last night, right?
No. Just like last night.
Yeah.
Just like last
right,
night.
Right, Pinky? I'm on their podcast. Thank you, Chris.
Hey. I love it. Thanks for coming, dude.
Thanks for coming, man.
Woo!